I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and this is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Well, it's week 8 of the quarantine here in Brazil. Restaurants and shops are closed. They're taking temperatures before they let me into the supermarket across the street. And no end in sight to the general big pharma orientation to lock down everyone, high risk or no. It's an entirely materialistic response to a health situation that is not only physically solved, showing the very limited science that we're following worldwide, and which also points out to the desperate need for a more comprehensive science, one that can get to the real solutions for physical health problems, not just a face mask and alcohol gel every 15-minute solution like we're being offered now. Dr. Norberto Kepi has been a leading-edge pioneer in the psychosomatic approach to all disease. The power of his energetic medicine is impressive and offers us help beyond Bill Gates, the WHO, and Big Pharma. The inner game of virus defense, today on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Our program is streaming everywhere these days, including 24/7 on our very own radio station, the Stop Radio Network at stopradio.org. And we'd sure like to be heard by more people, let me tell you, which is where you come in. If you're benefiting from our material, please do pass it on. That's how we grow, after all. For sure, the mainstream, blinded by bias against alternative points of view and in bed with the dominant power structure, is not that interested in what we have to say, because what we have to say will take them out of their power, after all. But many people are, people like you. And if people don't know about us, well, that's our job to let them know. There are real solutions in Kepi's science. You know, when German philosopher Arnold Kaiserling was here back in the 70s, he stressed to Kepi that his work of analytical trilogy had not so much unified the fields of theology, philosophy, and science as it had found the unity that already existed between these fields. I really like that distinction because it suggests that there is a pre-existent order that doesn't depend on human beings. This speaks to an ordered universe that makes sense, not a chaos of random mutation and particles coming together by chance. Instead, we live in this harmonious universe of goodness that's available to us through our acceptance of it. A choice, then, to resonate with all that is inherently good, beautiful, and true. This availability of a more ideal reality gives me a lot of hope and desire to share with you a science that shows us the way, and think how helpful that can be in dealing with pandemics. So let's get right to that help. The inner game of virus defense, when Thinking with Somebody Else's Head returns in just a moment on the Stop Radio Network.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.
I remember a client, she has an ear problem, the syndrome, when the person starts to get deaf.
A landmark psychological science that helps us understand physical disease.
But with analysis, the syndrome stopped developing.
And helped solve it without drugs or surgery.
So doctors told her, now you are a healthy person. Take back your normal life.
Healing Through Consciousness by Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco is a profound book loaded with case studies that explain the root cause of our health problems.
And this morning, she woke up with a heavy heart, as if she was expecting something different from the doctor.
And what we can do to really solve them, not just take away the symptoms.
So the most difficult aspect is for her to even suspect that she has an inner life that she's not aware of.
Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco's Healing Through Consciousness, the revolutionary scientific method that treats both mental and physical illness through dialogue alone, making clinical treatment, medicines, and hospitalization unnecessary. Buy Healing Through Consciousness today in the bookstore at stop.org.br.
You're listening to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Stop Radio Network. Our program is based on the science of analytical trilogy. If you're interested in learning more, you'll find information about books, TV shows, and any upcoming congresses or teleclasses on our site at healingthroughconsciousness.com. Now, back to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head with Richard Lloyd-Jones and Dr. Claudia Bernhard-Pacheco on the Stop Radio Network.
Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Stop Radio Network. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and we haven't recorded for a couple of weeks. Social distancing.
But journalists can work normally.
Claudia and I are laughing about that. Sorry?
Journalists can work normally.
Yeah.
Can't they?
As I understand, yes.
I am a journalist. You are a journalist.
Sure, absolutely.
So we are working.
Yeah, we're working. And Claudia just sent me this today. Washington Post from May 4th, writing that 3 months into the coronavirus pandemic, America's on the verge of another health crisis with daily doses of death, isolation, and fear generating widespread psychological trauma. That means depression, substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, suicide. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation poll, nearly half of Americans report the coronavirus crisis is harming their mental health. And yet the Congress has designated very little money for the mental health aspect of this problem. So, as you said to me before we started recording, it's never been more important than for the human being to go inside.
Yeah.
To try to understand what's going on inside.
So first,
yeah.
Things first.
First things first.
When we went to work in America as psychoanalysts, what did Dr. Kepi and myself perceive clearly in a North American kind of civilization and philosophy of life? They are totally extroverted and externalized.
Exteriorized.
Exteriorized.
Everything
people.
On the outside.
Yeah. So they are very active, many very agitated, doing things, talking, socializing, talking to people, doing things. So this frantic kind of life they always had, mostly in the last 60 or 70 years, because previously they were a little bit more balanced in this sense. They were more Christian. They had more this...
Good action, Boy Scout
good
sort
action,
of mentality.
Yes, so you needed to be good to your fellow men. So this nourished their feelings of love and mercy and virtuous attitudes.
A real sense of community. They used to work together in communities,
yes,
for sure.
Yes. So the most difficult thing for us in North America was to interiorize people, not internalize, interiorize. They had a big difficulty understanding what inner life meant.
Mm-hmm.
But now, facing the reality of themselves, it's not that COVID virus is harming their mental health, but this situation where they are caught inside their homes, they cannot escape, they cannot distract themselves, they cannot dissipate their lives doing things, watching things, talking to people, buying things, traveling. So now they are realizing that their mental health is not what they thought it was. So they are not as healthy as they thought they were. They are less healthy. They are more mentally unbalanced than they thought. So now I'm talking this not to attack them. On the opposite, we had always a good intention in trying to help North Americans to recover their mental balance. And we were like afraid that if one day, for a reason, one reason or another, they had to stop escaping, because they had several escape mechanisms that they used to relieve their inner anxieties.
Yeah, let me just focus on that a little bit, Claudia, because you're jumping quickly here. This idea of when we stop, it brings a lot of consciousness.
Yes.
If we just stop for a while, like kids, you know, kids are throwing things off the wall, bouncing around. You say, kids, stop.
Yes.
And this causes us to sort of like, now we have to have contact with our thinking, with what we're really feeling, with our fears, with all of these things start to come up. We start to have tensions between us in relationships because stopping brings another type of consciousness. And what you're saying is that when we dissipate through activity, doing, all these kind of things, we don't have that contact internally.
Yeah, so we are crazy as we are the same crazy people.
Yes,
we don't change because we stop. What it changes is the perception of our craziness,
the consciousness,
because many people see us crazy when we are crazy, but because we dissipate, we cover up. This consciousness remains covered.
And I think that's why, as people get older, less able to be active, they start to get more neurotic. You'll see older people sometimes who can't leave the house.
Yeah.
They're afraid to leave the house. There's all of
these. So their neurosis appears, not they start to be neurotic. Their neurosis shows up to themselves.
Can I tell you that I noticed that with my parents?
Yes.
As they were, when they were active and younger, mm-hmm. their neurosis was covered up. You don't see it. It's like you're able to deal with that, like all of us. And then as they got more infirm and more unable to leave the house, you could see more of the neurosis, the paranoias, the fears.
They could see, but I'm sure you children always saw their neurosis. They didn't see it, but you children must have seen their neurosis.
Yeah.
The thing is, when they stopped, they also started to see their neurosis, not only the kids, not only the relatives, not only the friends, but also themselves. So they become bitter, irritated, nasty.
Impatient,
on the top of their sick attitudes that they always had.
Yes.
So at this point that we see North America jumping in a mental health crisis, now they need more than ever the help of Kepian therapy and Kepian science, because I'm sure, Richard, Kepian science was meant to be so helpful to North Americans, especially to North Americans. In a way, Dr. Kepi almost dedicated his science to North Americans. When I say this, I'm saying United States, Canada, you know, because there is a affinity, a synchrony, a similarity between what Kepi did and the old, we say 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 70 years ago, mm-hmm. mentality of North America.
Sure. And that's where he decided.
You were almost there.
Yeah.
In terms of accomplishing the kingdom of humanity, the true kingdom was almost done.
The top.
On the top. So something went wrong. And this something was the lack of perception of the inner life and inversion in the inner lives. So because of this, the North American civilization was caught by all these demonic kind of orientations and philosophies. And this mental health is plenty of demons.
Yeah.
We can say that in terms of theology, but also a metaphorical term. This civilization is plenty of demons. And
sure.
Now these demons are haunting every person.
So Kepi decided when Claudia is talking about this affinity Dr. Kepi has with the United States, and Claudia too, I know from talking to them for many years, it was this decision to take the science there. That was the place where Kepi thought, like the Romans with Christianity, mm-hmm. that the Americans will take this science and will spread it to the world because that's what they do best.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say affinity, it's a real affinity, not just in spiritual terms, but in practical terms.
Yes.
Let's go there
yes.
and do it there because they're the most advanced country in the world.
So Kepi noticed that there was missing this understanding. His understanding, his scientific understanding about the psychological and psychosocial life of human beings. And inversion, of course. So if, Kepi thought, if they realize this, they are already almost there, so it will be easier for them. But we got there late, too late, because these inverted philosophies and systems and the powerful and the inverted powerful people that want an evil power to step on the people and take their freedoms were already too powerful. And we felt it in our own lives.
Let's talk about the practicalities of this inverted philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? I have some ideas, but I'd like to hear you explore that, what you mean by that.
Putting too much value on money and goods and power, money, and prestige, this trilogy, power, money, and prestige, that the hell is in other people, not in ourselves, and that the willful attitudes, and forgetting about the true essence of human beings, feelings, thoughts, together in action, too much action, and very little reason and love. So they went too far in this sensorial life. Power, money, prestige.
Individualism, materialism.
Yes.
Consumerism.
Yes. They were mistaken. They thought the kingdom, the true kingdom of the true society, let's say so, the true society will be built on materialistic values. Not that richnesses are not important. They are, for sure, but they want to be, they must be led by wisdom and spirituality. And yeah. this is fed or grown or nourished in our inner lives. Now, going back to this crisis, so let's go back to the real present situation.
Yeah.
I understand people are, like, in quotes, getting crazy because they are not being able anymore to hide their craziness. And this is held to them. So I understand they are after drugs, suicide, tranquilizers, alcohol, pornography and internet, whatever, yeah. whatever.
All of the diversions that we
Yes, have. And fighting. With members of the family, couples must be fighting a lot because projection must be intense. And so now it's the time when each person all over the world, I'm not only speaking to Americans. Now I read this article that I brought you. But people all over the world, they will need to see their demons. And I'm speaking about demons, not only in terms of religion, but psychologically, psychiatrically speaking, demons. We carry demons
yeah.
in us.
Yeah.
Like we have demons haunting us. And we are many times very demonic in our attitudes, in anger, in envy,
yeah.
willfulness, egotism, sensorialism, vices.
Aggressiveness. Yeah.
And Kepi says in one of his latest books, Sociotherapy and Exorcism.
Which we are finishing. It's in almost available in English now.
So the main function of the human beings are to exorcise themselves from their demons. So this is true. Now, either we do this, we confront our demons inside of us, or civilization will have an end. Because people will kill themselves, they kill each other.
Yeah.
And it seems that the demons in power, that are powering, controlling the world, like a new world order they are creating, taking away our freedom to go and to, we say in Portuguese, ir e vir.
To go and come back.
Yeah.
To go and
so
come
this
back.
Is a one of the, our constitutional rights. I don't know how do you say this in English.
Sure.
But it's in our constitution.
The freedom, right freedom of movement.
To go and come, like ir e vir.
Yeah.
So this is taken away from us. And this, if you do this with animals, they will get also depressed. Even though they are not neurotic as we are, they will get lethargic, they will get sick, they will adopt abnormal behaviors.
Anybody who knows anything about zoos will see
they
that.
They know that.
These poor animals in cages just pacing around and around.
So people in power, they are doing this and they mean it.
Yeah.
And they want people to become to a totally uncontrollable.
Sure. And I just want to say something about that because I have a lot of conversations with students about this. And they say, but Richard, there is a virus. Okay, so let's assume I don't believe in the virus the way they say. All right. But there's absolutely no possibility to present the opposite point of view. It's not permitted. It's a dictatorship of thinking.
Yes.
They have a dictatorship
even
of one point of view.
Even though many doctors and scientists,
many.
They question.
Many.
They question it.
Many.
It's not that there is not a sickness. There is a sickness. But how was it created? How? What is the sickness?
How serious is it really?
And so they're making it up bigger. It seems so. Through all the informations we have in internet, not only fake news, but real true news from true scientists. And what do we see? They are taking advantage from this to impose lack of freedom, taking away our liberties. Okay, so let's see now what can we do. If we want to confront this, we cannot be emotional in our reactions. Emotional and uncontrolled. We need a lot of clear mind and clear thoughts and clear feelings in order to confront this situation, to bear it, to bear this, its difficulties, to do sacrifice, to sacrifice ourselves a lot in order to survive and to not get lost in this trap, because this is a big trap. If we lose our mind, if we lose our emotional control, we will get trapped very easily, like animals. So we need now more than ever to reflect, to interiorize ourselves. And CAPI's method of therapy is the only one method, technique to get it, to get there. So I'm willing, Richard.
Yes, I know
to
you are.
To be of help, and even to teach, even to do like whatever classes or courses to help people to calm down through interiorization technique. CAPI created a technique that is unique to calm us down. In the worst situations, we can calm down.
Yeah.
Now I'm just starting to see, to attend a Canadian woman, very gentle, very kind and loving Canadian lady. And she's not a young lady. She's already a middle-aged lady. And she is manifesting a receptiveness and finding in her own inner life, as she said today, like the home she always wanted to have. And this is not religion.
No.
We can do also religion together, like religious principles, okay. But this is psychological. We are a science. We are psychoanalysts. And CAPI's method is like, boom, it's powerful.
It's very powerful.
So in this situation, it's like we are like firemen to calm down, to put down the fire that is lighting up their anguishes and their aggressiveness, their anxiety, their craziness.
So you're proposing psychoanalysis, which can be done by phone, by the way, very
effectively.
By phone
and by groups and reading groups and courses. We can be there for them. We can be. We are far from America. They exposed us from America.
Yeah.
The powerful people didn't want us to help American people to open up their eyes, to become more powerful than they wanted them to be. The most powerful people in the planet until the 50s were North Americans.
Yeah.
They were. And the power came from them, not from money alone, but from their attitudes, from their philosophies.
Yeah.
But then it changed. Now, we are here, and powerful people didn't want us there, because if we were there, my God, so all the world would have to see the inversion and the upside down situation and go back to normal.
Yeah.
So what I'm proposing here is that we can forge like courses or groups or workshops or whatever to help North Americans, not only North Americans, but people all over the world.
Yeah, we're suffering.
Okay?
Yeah.
We are suffering now. We need to get together and use CAPI's method, CAPI's therapy, to help ourselves to be more lucid, stronger, energetic, to have this inner vortex of energy and balance to confront. This is not a joke, people.
No.
We are confronting a war,
yeah,
a spiritual, psychological, social war. So now, the truth is more important than ever, but all the truth must come from within first. From within. And the method to look inside, this mirroring to look inside, is the Capian method to deal with this. So we can be of help. So I'm not selling our science. We,
no.
We don't. We have very little time, by the way.
Yes.
We are already having a lot to help, and a lot of people are getting benefits. But we see people need the science.
We are doing a reading group now on Thursdays, every Thursday, 2 o'clock, me and our friend Bob Butler and Susan Leonard Berg, some of our friends, are there trying to bring some of this for a group of 20, 25 people. So that's available.
Yes.
We have many beautiful books, Dr. Kepi, that are available through Amazon, through our bookstores.
And there is a course, a Capian therapy certification course.
Yes, we're doing.
So people that want to help themselves and want to help other people as well, we have this course.
Yeah.
We can offer this course. And also we can offer therapeutic help through telephone, Skype, WhatsApp, whatever means we can have.
We have hundreds of radio programs. There are many programs of Dr. Kepi, beautiful television programs that have been edited, subtitled, short pieces available on our YouTube channels.
And you believe me, we are in a war. And now more than ever, we need to be like have a center, energetic center, balanced. We need to to exercise our demons. We need otherwise these demons that are inside of us and outside in society will win the war.
Yeah. Claudia is talking about a tyranny of power, and that's something to really keep in mind. The system of power on the planet is not working for the benefit of the human being.
And don't forget, violence, emotional uprising doesn't work. That's how they want us to be. They don't want lucid people. They want nervous, crazy, panicky,
reactive,
violent people, so they can come with force against the people. Let's do a resonance, energetic resonance of consciousness. Let's get united in consciousness.
Real solutions. It's exactly this the world lacks. The panacea being offered by the big pharma-dominated WHO is woefully outdated, even primitive, when stacked up against the formidable psychosocio-healing power of Kepi's analytical trilogy. I encourage you to find out more on our site at stopradio.org. And do feel free to reach out to me personally. Always good to hear from you. Rich@richjonesvoice.com. That's it for this time on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Talk to you next time on the Stop Radio Network. Bye for now. Stay healthy.
The sickest people want others to be the way they idealize them. Norberto Kepi.
Disinverting the human being and society. This is the Stop Radio Network.
I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and welcome to the Stop Radio Network. We broadcast from the International Society of Analytical Trilogy in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And our programs, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head and Healing Through Consciousness, offer the most relevant conversations around about the state of our world and what we can do to make it better. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.